Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Speedway Anywhere, the Mortgage Coach and Multi-Sports Hour. BlogTalkRadio.com/Speedway Anywhere. I'll be your crew stew. Feel free to join in the shenanigans and conversation at 917-889-0053. You can always email the show at speedwayanywhere@outlook.com. We keep an eye on those emails throughout the entire show. I have a friend in the studio tonight. You know what's funny? That voice sounds just like my now 24-year-old daughter. She sounded like that ever since she was starting to walk. I have a friend in the studio tonight. He dressed in black, just hanging out on his eight legs up by the ceiling. So what does that tell you? I either want to squish him or give him a name, but I ain't quite sure if it's a he or her. How do you even know if Spider is male or female anyway? I'm willing to take some guesses. Let's skip forward in the show. Captain Kurt will be joining us. Kurt's segments will be brought to you by something he just mentioned recently. They'll be brought to you by the Hamburglar. He said McDonald's Hamburglar hasn't got any airtime for a long time, nor is there one in any McDonald's anywhere near us. Or if you know where there is a Hamburglar, go ahead and, at the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio page, underneath tonight's show segment, you can post pictures through Facebook, by the way. And I would love to know that location. I will even buy a ticket, and we will broadcast from that McDonald's sitting with the Hamburglar. Okay, I'm totally off script now. I'm just coming up with stupid stuff. Let's drop the green flag and get the hammer down. I mentioned back, I believe it was in May, this report will actually tell. In regards to NASCAR selling off a majority share of stock, NASCAR chairman Brian France insisted Wednesday that his family is dedicated to its racing properties despite a report that the business is for sale on a majority scale. See, now I'm rhyming all kinds of stuff, and it's screwing me up in my speech. France was asked on SiriusXM NASCAR radio about a potential sale of NASCAR. Reuters reported in May the France family was exploring a sale of NASCAR's sanctioning body. Forbes last month said that the France family was seeking only minority investors. Now, this has went on in multiple NASCAR teams, just like the Fenway Roush Racing and whatnot. How'd that come out? Reports cited unidentified sources in France referred to them as rumors. Now, the France family is locked and loaded in its dedication to NASCAR, France said. He also said, "We're focused on ruling and managing NASCAR. There's nothing to report on this." here's my take. I have no reason not to believe France due to the fact that NASCAR agreed to an acquisition of the ARCA series to begin in 2020. It wouldn't make any sense to make that move if they're just going to sell off rights of the controlling executive body. France also said he doubted NASCAR will entertain Tony Stewart's push to add either a Cup or Xfinity series at Eldora Speedway, where the truck series races Wednesday primetime every July. It's honestly one of my top three favorite races. Now, he also states probably not going to have that phone call anytime soon. The schedule is pretty full. Tony has done a great job of running Eldora, so good for him. Before we get back to Major League Motorsports, County Fair Motorsports, our bumper monster, Jesse Preston. I hope maybe he's listening. Might chime in on a certain segment tonight. Anoka County Fair will open up Tuesday, July 24th. Obviously, a few days ago with motocross, and then they had the bull racing horsepower on Wednesday. Truck and tractor pulls are tonight from the NTPA. Pretty big circuit, so I wouldn't call that just county fair racing. And then they will also run tomorrow on Friday. And then the Big Area TV show on Saturday will be capped off by Demolition Derby on Sunday. I totally recommend Anoka County Fair if you're looking for the best auto sports at any county fair. Decent parking, sure. Traffic gets a little jammed on the in and out prior to a big event, but it puts you right off of 169 and Highway 10. But yeah, it's definitely got the best auto sports I've been accounting for. Fair. Our own bumper monster, Jesse Preston, will be competing at Carver County Fair in Demolition Derby August 12th. I'm not sure if he's got anything else going on at this point. I know he was talking about running midsize as well as compacts. Go out and sort them. Scott County Fair kicked off yesterday, July 25th. The NTPA was there as well. Big names out there. Down by Jordan, Minnesota. Monster Truck and Thrill Shows run tomorrow, Friday the 27th, Saturday, July 28th, we'll host the Demolition Derby, and it's going to be a evening to nighttime Demolition Derby. And the week of the fair is to be capped off by Motocazi Motocross. I'm not quite sure what that's all about, but it will kick off at 10 a.m. Sunday, July 29th. Scott County Fairgrounds. One of these days, I'll get this broadcast thing straight. Are located in Jordan, Minnesota. Easiest way to find the info is scottcountyfair.com. For everything as a county fair speedway anywhere, if you're from the Minnesota area, go to mfcf.com. Stands for Minnesota Federation of County Fairs. And type in your zip code for fairs near you. Hastings has a pretty cool little deal going on. I told my buddy Jim Garvino I would be mentioning this. Jim's an awesome guy. He totally supports organ donation, and he's very involved in it. He's received kidney transplants himself. Hastings Truck and Tractor Pulls, Little Log House, Pioneer Village, Saturday, July 28th, 4 p.m. for this one. Location is 21889 Michael Avenue in Hastings, Minnesota, 55033. In case you didn't hear me there, like somebody told me from Monday, and that's fine. I get it. 21889 Michael Avenue, Hastings, Minnesota, 55033. For more info, you can also go to their website as well, Little Log House Show. Just how it sounds, Little Log House Show. .com. Feel free to phone in and we can talk the crap about motorsports, auto racing, Little Log House Show, 917-889-2053. You can always email the show as we're live, speedwayanywhere@outlook.com, speedwayanywhere, you know, obviously one long word, at outlook.com. And we'll take any questions you may have, or we also have a cool contest coming up. Not really a contest, just a fun little game, kind of our own little version of a fantasy racing league, per se. Everything with wheels and motors applies. And we might even include Pinewood Derby if your kid's got a car in that, in Cub Scouts, or maybe a downhill soapbox derby. But hey, let's move ahead to NASCAR news, Indy news, NHRA, and we have a lot coming up. So hopefully I can squeeze it in the 90 minutes. Cup goes back to Pocono Sunday. Kyle Busch leads the points after Harvick gave him a bump. And Harvick won at Loudon, New Hampshire. Harvick still second in points. Truex Jr., and he's got he's in third. So Harvick's got 6 wins. Kyle Busch, 4 wins. Truex has 3 wins. Or, excuse me, no, that's 4. Yeah, 6 by 4. And then Joey Logano with one win in fourth. Man, I am screwing up my talk tonight. And Kurt Busch with no wins in fifth. This is what happens when I get too far ahead of myself in the notes. You might remember Kyle Busch finally won at Pocono last year. And that's where they'll be going this weekend. So he took a checkered flag. And it was the only track on the current schedule he hadn't won. If he does it again, he will tie Harvick for the most wins this year with 6. The Xfinity Series goes to Iowa. Honestly, another one of my favorite tracks. They'll be racing Saturday night under the lights, July 28th. The points got shaken up again in Loudon last weekend, and once again, our longtime points leader, Sadler, fell to third with no wins. He's 7 points out of the lead to Daniel Hemric and 1 point behind Christopher Bell with 2 wins, and he's in second. I got to look that up, actually. You know what? I just pulled something up. Yeah, Christopher Bell, after last weekend, has 3 wins. Cole Custer is only 6 points behind Sadler in fourth. And Allgaier is fifth. He's got wins on the year, and he's got a lot longer margin on anyone else that is behind him. But Allgaier is locked in with his wins. The only others with wins being Christopher Bell in second, Tyler Reddick in sixth. And there is a lot more to that story, and I'm pressed for time, so I'm not even going to get to it because I want to inject this. What happens in the corn stays in the corn. Now, if you don't believe me, go to Cedar Rapids Airport in Iowa. I got stranded there when that big snowstorm came in, I believe, 2010, something like that. We had nothing to do but walk around the airport, drink beer, and look at souvenirs. There's all kinds of t-shirts, just like the Vegas stuff. Shot glasses, hats. Every one of them was corn related. I was the corn star. Hey, you know, try to challenge that. Truck Series returns to Pocono this weekend, Saturday, July 28th, the day before the Cup Series race there at Pocono. Johnny Sauter struggled at Eldora, still holds a considerable point lead with Noah Gregson holding on to second. Brett Moffitt, this is a tough story. Brett Moffitt is running strong in third. He's got three wins. Grant Enfinger in fourth and Stuart Friesen in fifth. As of this morning, there is new news about sponsorship for Moffitt past Saturday at Pocono. Hopefully that changes in time for the Truck Series race in 2 weeks at Michigan, August 11th. Keep in mind, Moffitt has three wins to lock him in the chase. It'd be quite a shame if he had to forfeit his eligibility for the championship if there wasn't going to be sponsorship in place. The NHRA heads to Sonoma to complete its tic-tac-toe three-in-a-row tour. As I mentioned before, they've come from up there, New England Nationals last week, Mile High Nationals, and now this weekend they'll be down there in Sonoma. So crisscross applesauce, whatever. Courtney Force still holds a commanding lead in Funny Car over, I misspelled his name, Matt Hagan. I put it in as Matt Megan, great broadcaster that I am. Steve Torrance holds first in points in top field. Greg Anderson, you know, I like this pro stock division. I know that they lower budget and they got big sponsor names. And one of the women of horsepower, Erica Anders, is also very competitive in it. So Greg Anderson, he got the points lead last weekend. And Tanner Gray, who keeps fluctuating, if I only knew how fluctuating was spelled, Tanner Gray moved into second, and Erica Anders fell back to third after leading the points. Andrew Hines has a points lead in Pro Stock Motorcycle. There's actually a couple of guys, Savoy and Craywick, who keep fluctuating the points as well. Let's not forget NHRA will be coming to Brainerd soon in my home state, August 16th through the 19th. The ARCA Series last appeared here in Minnesota as well. Probably, you know, our only really major races, NHRA and ARCA. Trying to read. Okay, ARCA is going to join the trucks in the Cup Series at Pocono tomorrow on Friday. So Shelton Creed still leads points after having troubles at Elko. For some reason, that little bull ring that I grew up on is too complicated for him. I'm going to take quick little break here because I need to edit a few things, and I'll be right back. Okay, I got a little message that that's how I've been sounding through the first 20-minute segment. So I'm going to do yawn. The Indy series, got to cover that too. They're going to return after the last weekend being off. The Indy series will return for another road course race at Mid-Ohio Sunday, July 29th. If you need me to announce what state Mid-Ohio race course is in, that's special. Scott Dixon is leading points with last year's champ Joseph Newgarden in second, Alexander Rossi in third, Ryan Hunter Ray in fourth, and Will Power in fifth. That puts two Penske cars second and fifth, with two Andretti cars bookended in between in third and fourth. Scott Dixon leading the points, drives for Ganassi, and you know, the Ganassi organization kind of comes and goes. Some weeks they're fielding cars, you know, three or four, and then other weeks they're like, nah, we're going to cut back a little budget here and there and be like, yeah, you're out of a job, that kind of stuff. I'm kind of on the fence about the way that they run that organization, but who am I to decide? It's his dollar, it's his dime, his time, and I will never want to step into that bull ring that is their operation. I guess that's the only way to put it. So, let's go next with, I've wanted to do a segment for the longest time. I really have. About, you know, this day in auto racing, this day in, you know, motorsports, this week in auto racing, this week in motorsports history. I just found out today, German inventors Benz and Daimler, obviously Mercedes-Benz, and then Daimler-Chrysler, way back when, and you might want to go a little back further than Henry Ford kind of thing, they started developing gasoline-powered cars instead of steam engines, you know. Developing gas-powered cars with internal combustion engines. Cars were considered the playthings of the super rich. Racing them was entirely foreign. I mean, who would want to go out there and chance that they're going to wreck something that was more precious than gold back then? A French cycling magazine had organized what would have been the world's first automotive competition in 1887. This is funny, but the contest hadn't come off as planned or as promising. There was only one driver who bothered to show up. So, reminds me of when I tried to do a little, kids' bikes racing around a parking lot kind of thing, and I had one kid show up for the event that I had planned. But anyways, there was only one driver who bothered to show up. So, it was in 1894, the Paris, France, obviously, to Rouen, does anyone know how to pronounce that? I'll take your suggestions. It was the brainchild of the Le Petit Journal, a Parisian daily newspaper that had a reputation for staging contests to help boost sales. Makes sense to me. I mean, that's like modern day sponsorship. You put your name on the edge of a track or whatever. The paper that hosted a 700 plus mile bike race in 1891 and in 1892, it organized a foot race in 1893. This is really cool news. Le Petit Journal editor Pierre Gifford announced plans for the ambitious contest, a 79-mile competition for horseless carriages, to be run from Paris to the city of Rouen in Normandy. So, you know, that was back before France and Germany, and, you know, they didn't all have the same block borders. Or, anyways, 1,000 francs to the winner. I'm not sure what that equates to nowadays, but sounds like based on 1894, that would have been a pretty decent amount of money. On the morning of Sunday, July 22nd, 1894, spectators lined up in anticipation. Chief among the onlookers was, you know, Mr. Gottlieb Dahlheimer, who I mentioned before, that was a partner of Mr. Daimler and Benz, yes, whose engine was being used to power the Panhard and Levasseur and Peugeot. But you didn't know all this. 17 of the 21 starters actually finished the race at a whopping 12 mile per hour average. When I Googled this week in auto racing, first thing to come up was it was Mick Jagger's birthday today. He was born July 26th in 1948. What does Mick Jagger have to do with me Googling this week in auto sports? All right, I'm going to bail out for a quick little, getaway break and then we'll come back with some of the multi-sport news from the week. Back. I'm waiting for a couple people to join in, and I do want to mention that as well as myself here on blogtalkradio.com/speedwayanywhere. There is a couple of really cool motorsports shows, very informative. I think Speedway Anywhere is a lot more fun, and you know, but I'm prejudiced. I'm biased. I just said prejudice. Sounds like certain president stumbling on his words. There's a site called blogtalkradio.com/talkingincircles. All one word. Obviously, if you search it in your web bar. TalkinginCircles. And they are a pretty exciting couple of guys. They're definitely focused mainly on Cup, but they are extremely passionate. And they brought up a few things today that I haven't thought about in a few years. And then there's also blogtalkradio.com/filmforracing. They're a more mellow, modest approach, but very complete in their reporting. I need to look back through my notes for a second here. Not quite sure what happened to my notes about the hamburger. Where the heck is my notes about the hamburger? Blame Canada.
Maybe that hamburger took him. Think about that, and that's why he's not showing up.
You know, when was it that McDonald's first showed up in Canada? Or were they in Japan first? I was surprised to find out they even existed in Japan.
Oh, well, Japan after World War II got really westernized, so they kind of were during World War II, so, I mean.
Do you ever think Japan and China ever fight about whose food is whose?
No, I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say no, but Japan's a place I've always wanted to go.
You know, I got something coming up in final laps about, Japan as well. So, I'm going to go ahead and, no one's going to freaking call in anyway, so who cares? But, I'm bitter. I'm bitter on Twitter. I call it Facebook, Flakebook. I call Instagram InstaScam. But hey, here we go. Before we skip all the way ahead to relevant news, I want to announce something. And you people who are very slow, I will say this slow. 917-889. 20, I know it looks like a O on your computer, but 2053. You want to get in on this contest? It's just for fun. And, it's just for fun. That's it. This is me and Kurt's new segment, Dude, Who's Your Car? All you got to do is pick out the car that you think is going to finish the highest in any major division. Now, if you choose Donnie Schatz in the World of Outlaws, you got to realize they do race more than one race on the weekends. Like this weekend, they're doing one on Friday at God knows who where. And then there's the Empire State Nationals, or the Empire State Challenge in New York. Dude, who's your car? So who wants to play a game? The rules are simple. All you have to do is pick a driver from any of the major series, be it NASCAR, Indy, NHRA, World of Outlaws, etc. You can even pick your own bumper monster, Jesse Preston. He can vote for himself, but I doubt he's going to call in to win a feature in Demolition Derby, AMA Supercross, or whatever it is, as long as we can sort of verify the results. I'm not sure how that would work. Hello, you sound like you're choking.
Oh, I just had something caught in my throat.
Sports gambling isn't yet totally legal, so it's just for fun. You can either call the show at 917-889-2053 while the show is on, live Thursdays. Of course, the exceptions would be made if there was the dirt race at Eldora on a Wednesday. You'd have to put your vote in on a Monday. You can email the show as long as the timestamp comes in before the beginning of the race at speedwayanywhere@outlook.com before the race starts, yes. Granted, there has to be a stipulation or two. I already mentioned World of Outlaws feature, so you need to specify which day. Not just say Donnie Schatz this weekend. Who, by the way, I am going to make it official, and I'm going to make it official right now. I am choosing Donnie Schatz on Sunday for the Empire State Challenge. You got a pick yet, Kurt?
Jimmy Johnson. It ain't going to last forever.
You think Jimmy Johnson's going to take Pocono?
Yeah, it ain't going to last forever. He's familiar with the track.
Man.
It ain't going to last forever. I don't want to, but it ain't going to last forever. He's going to...
I mean, I got no prejudice toward anyone's picks. I've seen people collect money out of fantasy sports that rest his soul, Rudy Schumann. He had Steve Park, Mike Skinner. I forgot who his main dog was, but yeah, he took first in my 7 year running that league, so I can't judge on anything as far as all that goes. We'll tally the best predictions. And yes, top finisher gets bragging rights for the week. Whatever you want to do with that. And a point toward the end of the season. So take, for instance, I chose Donnie Schatz. Kurt chose Johnson. If we both tie first, we both get a point. If Donnie Schatz don't take New York State of mine, and Kirk gets Jimmy Johnson, Kirk gets the point. And so on and so on. One more thing, speaking of Donnie Schatz and the World of Outlaws, their big race this weekend is a Sunday at the Empire State Challenge at Weed Sport Speedway in Weed Sport, New York. Empire State Challenge of Weed Sport. Make your own puns of that. Okay, well, I'll go with it. Donnie Schott still leads the points, but we'll see after all the weed sport. That might be what finally takes him off track. Why would you name a... I mean, I get it. Cornfields, weeds, whatever, but weed sport. Can you imagine what goes through people's heads when they hear about weed sports?
Could be a sponsorship deal, though, and we're talking about it, and then when you find out if it's a sponsor, you're looking at the sponsor.
Well, I just got done talking about the Iowa stuff, and, you know, going through all that, and you talk about what happens in the corn stays in the corn. What if it was marijuana fields?
Wow.
Would it still be what happens in the marijuana fields stays in the marijuana fields?
What if it was children of the corn? you know the movie. You know, it's probably a bunch. It's probably like, you know, corn's a big industry in Iowa, though. That's probably what it was.
And you know what? We can make billions if we made a movie called Children of the Weed.
Well, maybe. I mean, you know, people, though, don't like weeds. They pull them out. So maybe, you know, it could be like a giant pulling people off concrete, you know.
You know, I'm going to go way off topic of motorsports and sports and everything, all the above. Can you imagine that might be the way that it happened? They discovered this plant, and they started pulling it. And then their only way of getting rid of it was to burn it. And they're like, holy crap, this smoke is making me high. All right, I'm gonna bulldoze this. All right, the Lynx hosting the WNBA All-Star Game Saturday, July 28th. I never knew that the All-Star teams were actually hand-selected, unlike the different leagues in the NFL and Major League Baseball and all the above.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. So
apparently they do their own draft on the All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how the teams are selected. You will have teammates actually playing against each other in the WNBA All-Star Game on Saturday.
That is interesting.
Just found out. Twins, first sweep in Toronto since 2003. Nothing to get excited about.
All I want them to do is to have a 500 road trip because of the certain team they're playing right now on the East Coast, and they're not a bad team. They go 500 on the road trip, I'm happy.
Yeah, if they can do something against Bo Sox, I'd really be
surprised.
And
they do not win in Toronto either, so can't.
Like I said, 2003.
Don't. Yep.
2003. One more mention. blogspotradio.com/talkingincircles. Found a cool new show. Those guys, they're heavily focused, and they brought up some points that I kind of hadn't thought about in years. There was a race at Milwaukee Mile, and Kurt, you actually asked about Milwaukee Mile recently, And there was a race at Milwaukee Mile where Denny Hamlin couldn't be at the track to qualify the car. The old Rockwell Automation car for Gibbs. So, who was it? Eric Almirola. As he was getting a start. And he started the race. He qualified the car. And then all of a sudden, Eric Almirola was told that he wasn't going to be, that he, you know, be finishing the race. And Denny Hamlin ended up getting in the car. Eric Almirola left the track. Now, Eric Almirola, just last weekend at Loudon, got his second-best finish of the year. Or, excuse me, of his career when he finished third. Now, he, of course, took a restrictor plate race, and he took a restrictor plate race at Daytona, which I believe was on a rainout, and he's performing this year. He's taken Danica's old car, and he's starting to put up some results. So those guys brought that to mind from talking in circles. Fan for Racing, of course, got to give them a mention. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Something's going on here, and I don't know. You okay there?
Yeah. I just hear goodbye. Somebody's listening in.
So anyways, I'm going to skip to final laps and get out of here. All right. I gave the five to go a second ago. Five to go. Put your money where your mouth is. Too many and more are just not. There are more than not. They're running budgets in every sport. I don't care which angle you come from. They think they make the best choices for their dollar. It makes news. But over and over again, most are making excuses instead of results. Whether it's on the team or in the media, you know, once it's all in hindsight. I say take more risks on the underdogs and dark horses.
I think you're stuck going after a big name, and things happen, though. You can't get rid of the intangibles, but, you know, it's one thing to like baseball. If call everybody up if you're out of it, you know, which you can do. And, you know, I mean, I just don't think they can do anything, though, about those intangibles.
My biggest deal is that too often there's somebody that isn't going to gel no matter how great they are. And, I mean, okay, if you separated Jimmy Johnson and Knaus, when you separate Jeff Gordon and Ray Evernham, now, Jeff Gordon went on to still perform. If you separate Jimmy Johnson and Knaus, and he's not performing anyway, so, but Jimmy Johnson's done. Knauss is done. You can't have one without the other.
Well, I don't like the team concept, though, in racing. I don't like that, and I don't think anybody should
as far as what?
Be allowed to have more than two cars out there. As far as that goes?
Well, it's way down from what it used to be, so.
Oh, yeah.
You look at Roush, who said it'll only be over his dead body that he would ever have to, what the hell is the word I'm looking for? Contract his team. Now he's only got two cars. He had five.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that, you know, two or three or four, I mean, granted, Stuart Haas is pretty strong. Stuart Haas is the strongest. And they have four, but so does Hendrick.
Yeah.
All right, let's get off that topic, obviously. Four to go. Still a lot of talk of lovers and haters of soccer. I knew it wasn't going to go away. Just like me being a diehard auto racing fan, soccer fans get their balls busted just as bad. Now, Europe is loving the events that our NFL goes over there for. You know, regulation season, by the way, not exhibition. Do you think there needs to be, well, you know, this is funny because I actually kind of crossed over into final lap, too, because do you think we should expand our U.S. teams even further than just Europe? We already share leagues with Canada, and to that, we play MLB in the Caribbean.
No, I think having a regular NFL team in Europe is a dumb idea. Keep it as it is, and it won't wear off. Keep it as it is. And the Yankees and Red Sox are going to play a series in Britain next year. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. But expand them outside North America, no. And baseball playing in the Caribbean, baseball's been popular there for ever, so just keep it like that. And that way, if the excitement wears off, they literally don't have to do it. It's and it won't hurt you. If you expand there, it'll go away real quick. It's a dumb idea. It'd be a really, really dumb idea. And that's why when they sit there and talk about expanding into Europe, no. It's a dumb idea.
I'm not just talking about NFL.
It's a dumb idea, period. It's just a dumb idea. Just keep on, and that way, if it doesn't catch on, you don't lose a lot of money. They don't lose any money. And look at the NFL games in London. If they're not selling out, they still make money every single week, just that it doesn't wear off.
So do you think that and just applies to regulation or actual, what's the word I'm looking for, sanctioned games? Or should there, I mean, would it do any harm to do exhibition?
Well, no. I mean, they don't really have to do that anymore. I mean, they used to do that in Europe every year. Matter of fact, they used to always have a preseason game in Japan. And I don't know what happened, though, with Major League Baseball, because for a while there, they would have a series in Japan for like three or four straight years. They would have a series in Tokyo. And baseball is really, really popular there. And I don't know why that went away. But fine, have the exhibition games, but don't have a regular expansion team in Europe. It'd be a dumb idea.
Well, prior to the Caribbean getting plowed over, I mean, we had the games down there. But, yeah. All right. I'm ready to lay down tonight's show. I don't know why. Probably because I've talked 2,000 miles per hour in the beginning. So
people,
let's go through.
People, he can talk without gas.
Okay, I'm back. Three to go. Let's go stack of three to go. Just another one of my stupid little quips. Sports picks, selfie picks, or nose picks?
Oh, I got to go nose pick. In the words of Jerry Seinfeld to George Costanza, sometimes you got to clean house.
Was it Seinfeld that did the thing where there's a hot chick in the car next to him and
yep.
He reached his finger in his nose and it was like, no, crap.
Actually, it was his girlfriend in that show was a model, and it turns out that Jerry wasn't picking his nose, but he's scratching the side of his ear, his nose, and then his girlfriend at the time is being escorted in the car going to a photo shoot. She sees it, but then he's talking to George. And then it's George that says to Jerry, don't you think Moses got, you know, hey, even Moses had to clean house once in a while. So, you know, so, yeah, that was that episode.
All right, I think I skipped by the Vikings news. Not quite sure I screwed that one up. Oh, here it is. This is actually a cool little mention. By now, everyone has heard about the passing of Vikings offensive line coach Tony Sparano. This is also the week that training camp opened up for everyone in NFL. Vikings camp will be closed tomorrow, Friday, July 27th. For Sparano services are not public as far as I last read. I'm not sure if there will be any other memorials. The family has asked that donations in lieu of flowers be made to the National Heart Association in Tony Sparano's name. Now, I want to lighten up the coach subject for Minnesota. I mean, seriously, all week long, it's just been like almost to the point of darkness. I hate to put it that way, but it is. Speculation is that former head coach Mike Tice may be coming back to fill the offensive line coach position. This is the fun part. I don't know what fans' feelings are about Mike Tice, but I do know there's a cool bar and restaurant in St. Louis Park called Bunnies. You know what that has to do with Mike Tice?
No, yeah, it was one of his joints when he was here.
They still have a designated parking spot for Mike Tice. So this sounds like it's meant to be. I mean, I think that would be a lot of fun, you know, Mike Tice all of a sudden showing up, probably not standing is. Upright with his bold shoulders, probably a little less hair on top, but to see him show up at Bunny's. That would just be cool.
Yeah, if you're looking for a ticket scalper, you know where to find them before a Viking game. You want to get them tickets. I'm not going to get into that story about him and that, but some people probably know what I'm talking about.
All right, so you went with nose picks on three to go, and I got to mention, there's a certain someone, and he's definitely the son of his dad, and they are just alike. When it comes to nose picks, he didn't like the lady that was always at the bus stop going to his job in the morning. So he would pick his nose and rub his finger along the rest of the bench so she wouldn't sit down next to him.
Oh, God. Oh, I never would have thought of that. Oh.
This is so not sports related in any way, shape, or fashion. The only thing it has to do with it is it's a bus, and the bus has wheels and a motor. But, yeah, I will tell you another day who it is.
Oh, I got a nose-picking story, though, sports related. The big screen, Don Zimmer, I believe, when he was a manager of the Cubs, the big screen, and I forgot where they were on a road trip, and I forgot where they were. The big screen caught him picking his nose, and Don Zimmer is just laughing about it. Yep, they caught Don Zimmer when he was managing the Cubs picking his nose.
All right, I'm going to be closing out the show soon here, and You can't go anywhere without being caught doing a freaking, nothing. Two to go, fantasy football. Holy crap, too. It's all over Facebook. It's all over even here on blogtalkradio.com, all the leagues are starting up. But, fantasy football is coming up. I wonder if anyone's ever held their fantasy football draft at a Fantasy Gifts.
Well, I hate to put it this way. A lot of people that go to Fantasy Gifts, they're in there because actually later on that night, it's just a fantasy. They go home and it's just a fantasy.
Yeah, there was a girl that was an employee of the one there down Bass Lake Road from the liquor store I ran, and she tried justifying all and explaining all the oils and so-and-so is coming out with a new line of devices. I mean, use your imagination there. It was just like, no. I'm okay. All right. Time to cut to the serious topic. Victory Lane definitely has to go to Tony Sperano, the Vikings offensive line coach, and Bud Grant's son, Bruce Grant, who passed away on Tuesday. Bruce Grant broke many records while a quarterback for UMD. Bulldogs, correct?
Yep.
All right. He was 57. Sperano was 56. They crossed the final line and are in great company in heaven amongst all the greats. I got to cut off the air here, and I'm your crew chief, Q. Be myself. No comment.
Well, you're at the helm, You're at that. Well, now, would that mean? Are you at the helm, or are you in the transporter room? Because the transporter room, they do the beaming in, beaming out.
Well, technically, at that rate, you're number two.
I'm Riker.
I'm Riker,
and you're Picard. I got hair.
You're number two, so therefore you are.
Yeah.
Why? Why am
God,
I number two?
Bush is still taking this stuff hard.
So if you're number two, does that mean that when you beam us out, that's where you
number
go out?
Number two just went number one. Do you think number two? Well, that's what Picard would call Riker, number two in that two, but, you know, and you know, people would tell me, I'm number one, go take a number two, thanks to Beavis and Butthead. So I'd go stay in the toilet for that long.
All I'm going to say is that if anyone was considering about maybe using me on their actual show, I just totally screwed up my resume with what we just did. All right. This has been Speedway Anywhere, blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, we've been worse.
Well, kind of. blogtalkradio.com/Speedway Anywhere. Wherever you go, get there fast. We'll be back on Monday at 7 p.m. for your weekend recap.